So great to see you. Wow. I'm so excited. You know, you look forward to this. We look forward to this. I hope you do too. Look forward to these few days. And we have something special for you over the course of these 3 days. How many people are ready for the next 3 days? I want to do something interesting. How many people here have a Facebook account? Raise your hands, please. Here's what I'd like you to do. I want to break the internet just for a moment. And we're going to live stream the first hour of this event on Facebook. Matter of fact, we're already live streaming the first hour of this event on Facebook. So what I'd love you to do, every one of you, pull your phones out, go to the Network Marketing Pro page, you'll see the live stream, and smash that watch party button and start a watch party on your own wall so all of your friends at home can watch what's happening here inside of this room. It'd be interesting if we had 10,000 people having a watch party all at the same time, celebrating the network marketing profession. Who's ready to do something like that? You in with me? All right, fantastic. We already have a bunch of people watching on live stream. Everybody say, hi, live stream. We got people from all over the world. And this year, we are translating in here in the room into 5 different languages. So we're excited about that. And because so many of you have come from markets around the world, languages outside of the English language, how many of you, just to as an example, how many of you in this room have traveled from outside of the United States to be here? Raise your hands, please. Take a look around.
You're unbelievable.
That's unreal. Welcome, 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 welcome.
You're so unbelievable.
I know we have over 50 countries represented here, well over 50 countries, many, many different languages. But one thing we all have in common, we love this network marketing profession, don't we? It's the best profession in the world. It's so fantastic. And I've got to tell you, this event is going to be different. How many people have been to a GoPro Recruiting Mastery event before? How many people, this is your very first time? Wow. Well, if you've been here before, this event is going to be different. The thing that I love most about network marketing is how it causes you to grow. It causes you to get better. It causes you to learn. It causes you to stretch. It will push you to get better. And at this event, I started a mastermind group about, 4 or 5 months ago, something like that, for 6-figure earners and above. And every week inside of this group, it's called the Next Level Mastermind. Every week inside this group, we share ideas, case studies, what's working right now, exact strategies, specific for social media, for events, for challenges, for problems, for opportunities, for campaigns, for customers, for recruiting, whatever, every week. So I get so inspired by these ideas that at this event, I decided to share many of these case study ideas. So we're not going to have 1 million people up here trying to be Tony Robbins. What we're going to have is people coming up and sharing a specific strategy that's working for them when it comes to gathering more customers, or a specific strategy that they're using to build from event to event, or a specific strategy that they're using to build more skills within their organization, or whatever it happens to be. I have 20 different people that I'm going to be interviewing in 10, 12 minutes each, that each of those 20 people are a case study on their own. Okay? Now, in addition to that, we got 8 different speakers that are going to be doing longer form, specific, action-oriented training. I'm going to be doing some training. We have Mr. Grant Cardone. How many people excited about Grant Cardone? Mr. 10X. The hip-hop preacher, Mr. Eric Thomas. Excited about Eric Thomas. And we also have a legendary, some of you international might not know this gentleman, but you're going to get to know him on day 3. A legend in the coaching and broadcasting and sports world, leadership world, Coach Lou Holtz is going to be here. You're going to love him. So 22 hours of value from now until Friday night. We're going to go tonight till about 9 o'clock. Tomorrow morning we start at 9 a.m. We're going to go till 3 p.m. We're going to take a couple hour break. We're going to come back in the evening, go into the evening, and repeat again on Friday. It's going to be unbelievable. So I do have to tell you, in addition to this, this is our 10th anniversary of GoPro Recruiting Mastery. It's very exciting. So in between all the different speakers, we're going to be showing you special video presentations of some of the biggest highlights over the course of the last 10 years. All of the different guest speakers, all the big moments that you're going to see through. I mean, it's like 25 different little video presentations you're going to see between all the talks. That it was emotional just for me to watch everything that's happened over the course of this period of time. So you're going to be able to see all that, and I hope you enjoy that. I do have one rule. If you've been at Network Marketing Pro events before, you know this rule. If you haven't, please pay special attention. Here's the rule. You cannot prospect in this room. You cannot prospect anybody attending this event. Not just in this room, but in the restaurants and in the bathrooms. In the casino, we've made this event together, this event has become special inside of network marketing. Nobody thought we could do what we have done with this event, bringing people from hundreds of companies, from over 50 countries around the world, to come into one room, put their weapons down, because the immature person can look at this room and say, this is like the best all-you-can-eat buffet ever. Oh my goodness. But the mature people have bought into this philosophy that, look, we're stronger together, we're doing something incredible together, and this is a learning environment, this is a sacred environment. Like when you see in the movies when the supernatural creatures, they go into the church and that you can't do anything in the church. It's the same kind of thing inside of a GoPro Recruiting Mastery event. You got to put your weapons down, take your logo pins off, keep your products in the room. And I would ask this. There's 2 sides to this challenge. We've only had to ask a few people to leave, a handful over the course of 10 years. And it's always no fun. It's always painful. But we don't hesitate to do it. So I ask you to on a couple different things. First of all, please just don't, even if it's subtle. Everybody knows. I know you're excited. But even if it's subtle, please don't do it. Second, there will be people who will pretend that they're looking for a sponsor. They're looking for a home. I'm in between companies. I'm here to interview as many people as I can to see if I can find a home. That's not okay either, because that sets up this dynamic where it starts to become a problem. So I would ask you to do this. Please, if someone prospects you or someone approaches you saying that they're looking for a home, in either case, please let one of our people know Get the information. Let us know, because it's vitally important that we protect you, that we protect your people, we protect your teams, we protect the integrity of this room. Who's with me? You with me? All right. I also have to say this. Because this event is going to be different, we're not going to be talking just necessarily concepts. What we're going to be talking very specific case studies. Very specific case studies. So occasionally, we might mention a category of product in that case study, but it's not a promotion of a product. If we say, for example, this organization has a skincare product, and because they have a skincare product, here's the strategy that they're using in order to be able to get more customers. I don't want you to be thinking that we're creating a distraction, but there are lessons in here regardless. If you have a service, if you have a different kind of product, different kind of offering in your world, you can take these examples and use them. Okay, so we didn't water that down. We're going to have a corporate panel for the very first time. We're going to have some corporate representation to hear from some corporate leaders as to their view of the future, their view of what's going on in the profession, what they can do better, what we can do better in order to be able to grow. So even with that, there might be occasionally a company name mentioned, and there might be a product category mentioned, but don't let that distract you too much. Try to get through that and find the lesson in it. I think it was valuable. We had to make kind of a decision to either really water it down or get it really specific. And I felt that you guys came here looking for very specific ideas and strategies that you could use to go back and implement into your product, your opportunity, your service, whatever it is that you're offering. I also have to tell you this. This event can be something of a mind bender. And what I mean by that is there are so many million-dollar a year earners here in this room that their story, while inspiring, can also be discouraging. You know, if you hear somebody that's making $3 million a year and they've been working with their company for 4 years, and you've been with your company for 12 years and you're not at six figures yet, sometimes that can mess you up emotionally. But I want you to see the big picture, but I don't want you to allow that to discourage you. Use it as an example of what's possible, but not as something to beat yourself up. Compete with you. You know, In my career, I compared myself to others when it was beneficial to me. You know what I'm saying? If there was somebody that was moving a little faster than me and it would push me and it would drive me, then I would use that. But when I felt like I couldn't catch them, or they were just so much better than me and I just couldn't even see it, then I learned to let go of that comparison and start comparing me with me. Comparing my yesterday with today, comparing my today with tomorrow, and that was much more constructive for me. So if some of these can be a push for you, let them be a push for you. But if it starts being a drain for you, learn how to disconnect from that and not be discouraged by the success of others, because everybody's on their own journey here. You know, everybody, don't compare your chapter one to somebody's chapter 20. Somebody might have different experience, different things, different situation than you. Use it as inspiration, but not as a weapon to beat yourself over the head with. Does that make sense? All right. Second thing I want to talk to you about is there's every different stage of company here in this arena. There are early stage companies that are just launched in the last 2 years, and everybody's excited. They're all in pre-launch, or they're all in launch, and they're all changing the way things are working, and it's all exciting. That's great. And then there's companies here that are 50 years old. And I can make a case for both groups. I can make a case for a company that's mid-stage, early stage, later stage, legacy companies, startup companies. There's no right or wrong. But don't think, well, you know, my company's been around too long. Maybe I should go think about some one of these younger companies because they seem excited. Or my company's too young. Maybe I need to find one of those longer term stable companies. Here's what I heard this a long time ago from one of my mentors. He said, look, every company in network marketing has its problems. Decide which company you'd like to have your problems with. Because it's just everybody's got them. So I don't want you to look at this in any way to kind of get self-critical. I want you to take these ideas and let's just crush it, okay? Try not to compare there. And the other thing I want to talk to you about is how many people have been to an event where every speaker is selling something? Anybody ever been to one of these events? Everybody's selling something. Here's the thing I want you to know. We want this to be a safe place for you to learn this week. For each and every one of you, we want it to be a safe place for you to learn. And we know you go to other events where speaker after speaker pitches, you know, something to buy. I want to be very clear. There's only going to be one offer at this event. One offer for you to go deeper, work with me and my team. One offer at this event. If you're making less than six figures a year, there's going to be one offer for you. If you're making more than six figures a year, there's going to be one offer for you. That's it, okay? And as an example, if you're making six figures a year or more, would you do me a favor and just please stand up? If you're currently making six figures a year or more in network marketing, take a look around. Remain standing, please. Remain standing, please. Remain standing if you're making six figures a year or more. Now, I want you to look at these people. Look at these people. Do they have something that you don't have? Other than money? I mean, look at, they're not that special. They're not that big a deal. They're just the same as you, I promise you. They're the same as you. But if these people can attain it, you can attain it. Every single one of you can make it happen. I'm telling you. It's just a decision. All right, give them another big round of applause. Go ahead and sit down, all you six-figure earners. I will tell you also this. Two of our speakers this week are going to give away free resources that I asked them to give you for free. They're powerful, going to help you grow, monetize your business. They're friends of mine. They've agreed to give this away as a favor to me to help the Network Marketing Pro community. So you'll see that when you see it. So you can feel safe here, safe to learn, safe to grow, safe to dream. That's really important to me. So you can just kind of relax. You don't have to wait for some big pitch in order to be able to maximize your experience here, okay? So speaking of maximizing, before I get into a little bit of training to start this event, let me give you some advice on how to get the most out of your network marketing experience, the Network Marketing Pro experience, okay? Something for your notes. The thing that excites me more than anything else, as a student. And make no mistake, all the six and seven figure earners that just stood up, they're all students. And they're all permanent students. They learned that a long time ago. the thing that excites me as in my personal development as a student is one little tiny idea, one strategy, one insight, one tactic, and I go, oh, I can apply that tomorrow. And you probably won't even notice a big difference in business tomorrow. But here's what I know. With that one little idea, 5 years from today, everything's changed. Because it compounds. One little tiny idea, one strategy, one concept, one way to for me to focus a little bit better, for me to be a little bit more consistent, to get a few more people to attend an event, to be able to get more people to gather one more customer. But compound it. 5 years from now, I'm going to crush it. So, but here's the thing. You got something to take notes with, I hope. You got notebooks or whatever. But here's what I want you to understand. There's going to be hundreds of those. Over the course of these 22 hours, if you're paying attention, there will be minimum 100 ideas that could make you $10,000 a year or more. 100 of them. Okay? So it's going to feel like a fire hose of ideas being blasted in your face. So my recommendation to you is, while your mind is full and it's feeling overwhelming, keep writing. Because you might be thinking about that idea that you heard an hour ago, and you're already starting to map it all out. There'll be time for that. Just don't miss the next one. And don't miss the next one. And don't miss the next one. Gather them all. Every time a person comes up, every time a person comes up on the stage, make sure that you get one key idea from each person. Every presenter, get one, no matter what your notes say, one idea. Put a little star next to it, circle it, underline it. Because at the end of this, you're going to have, we have about 45 speakers with all the little short interviews and stuff, you're going to have like 45 ideas. Now, you're not going to be able to implement 45 ideas, but what we're going to do in the last session at the end of this event is we're going to help you organize and pick three that you're going to use to close this year and start next year strong. Okay? But collect them all, because once you're done with those three, you're going to pick the next three. And then you're going to pick the next three. And then the next. And bake it into your business, okay? So that's one thing, is make sure that you get it. Make sure that you, instead of trying to focus on too much, get one concept per speaker in order to be able to kind of collect those ideas, and we'll organize it at the end. That's number one. Number two, this feels like a party because it's Vegas, but I would encourage you to really focus on your business hard. Have this be a retreat for you. Have this be a time where you're focusing on your business like maybe you never have. Let's really reflect and close this year strong so we can start 2020 and make 2020 the best year of our lives, but also start the best decade of our careers. Yes. You understand? Yeah. So, resist being too cool. Too cool to take notes. Too cool to be in the room early. I'm too tired. I just need a little nap. You can sleep later. Christmas is coming. You're going to be fine. Just resist the too cool stuff. You know what I mean? Really plug in. Get serious about this, okay? Next idea to maximize this event is never eat alone. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, coffee, and that's number one. Number two, don't eat with the same person all the time. You can get together. There's so much wisdom in this room. Tell your story. Listen to somebody else's story. When you're in the line outside, find out what inspires that person and what has them getting up excited in the morning. You know what I mean? When you're in the coffee line and you see somebody with the lanyard, just say, you know what? What's your vision for the next year? What's it going to be? And let these people fill you up. And that's on one side. If you have a team here, maximize these 3 days, man. get together in the room, get together in the suite afterwards, get together for lunch, get together for breakfast, get together during the breaks, mix it up, talk with different people, strategize, plan, put it all together. You know what I'm saying? So really get the most out of this. We're going to give it the best we got, but you got to give it the best you've got. So one more thing, maybe one more, maybe more if I think of it, but check your troubles at the door. Leave your troubles in the luggage. Leave your challenges and distractions and discouragements someplace else. You don't need to gossip during this weekend, and you don't need to talk negatively about somebody else this weekend. This weekend, no complaining, no blaming, no finger pointing, no excuses. This is your business. This is your life. Decide you're going to take it to the next level and just don't engage in that other stuff. Who's with me on that? All right. So look, we created the event that we wanted to go to with the most incredible people we could find. Every year it changes a little bit. We've got some dynamic people, but I want to just talk about the network marketing profession as we start. And, you know, look, I've been doing the Network Marketing Pro thing for a little over 10 years. And I'm really proud of what we're doing together. And I really mean that when I say together. We're raising the standard. We're becoming professionals. This is being viewed as a career path, not just a project, not just this little thing. And you are part of that. You are the ambassadors taking it around the world. And I got to tell you, the reason why I love this is network marketing changed my life, really and truly. Really and truly. When I was growing up, and those that knew me would agree, I was a consistent underperformer in every category. I was the fat kid, baby face, donut around my waist, still have it. I was the kid who didn't take his shirt off at the beach, was in the constant friend zone with the girls. Sucked. That was me, man. And I struggled as a student. I really just had a difficult time learning in 30-minute chunks. I had, you know, it just was challenging for me. I was in the bottom 20% of my class, really and truly. Barely escaped high school. Barely escaped. C-minus average. 1.7 GPA. Pretty low, right? Same in sports. I love sports. I love sports. And I was always like Mr. Average. Played them all. Not a star in any of them. Wasn't picked last in the schoolyard, but I never got picked first either. I was towards the tail end. You know, usually it was a friend like, come on, don't leave me last. Same pattern repeated at work when I went into the workforce. Job after job, I counted them up once. I had 18 jobs by the time I was 23 years old. 18 different jobs, mostly minimum wage type jobs. And then something happened that changed my life. I got introduced to network marketing. And who am I? I'm an underachiever, undisciplined, rebellious, no accountability, terrible student, minimum wage, below average athlete. Find myself in the workplace, behind on my promises, behind on my bills, and good fortune came my way in the form of a mentor. And make one note, a mentor is one of the most valuable things that you will ever have in your lifetime. Sometimes they're a person in your life, sometimes they're distant. Many of my best mentors I never met. They were a mentor through a book. They were a mentor through an audio program. They were a mentor through an event that they put on or whatever. But this mentor was a guy by the name of John Joyce, and John saw something in me that I didn't see in myself. He saw potential in me when I didn't see it in myself. And he was the one that came. I worked for him in the real estate business, my last job before I got involved in network marketing. And he came to my desk one day and said, "Eric, I think I have a way for us to make some extra money, and I needed money like oxygen." And we got in the car, and we went over to his friend Charlie's house, and we took a look at a business opportunity video. And the video was ridiculous and crazy and outrageous, and it was the most non-compliant video in the history of videos. Originally, I was kind of negative about it, but they looked like they were going to do it anyway, so I finally got on board, and I asked my dad for a loan because I didn't have the money. He gave me a loan, and I got started in this network marketing business. And I got to tell you, I would love to tell you that I got involved and it was a rocket ship to the moon, but it just wasn't. I struggled. I built and rebuilt my organization 7 times in my first 3 years. I'd build it up to a little group of like 30 people, and then it would fall down to a group of like 7. And it's like, oh, I got the wrong kind of people. I need to get more serious people. So I get the serious people and bring them in, and they didn't want to be associated with me, so they left. 7 times. I went full time in after 30 days in the business, right? 7 different times. And I, some of you may have felt like this before, but I certainly did. I got to the point where events were discouraging for me. My company convention. You ever go to here's my story, right? I walk into a convention like this first time. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is it. They're going to teach me. And I'm going to go home. And I'm going to create a future. This is what I've always wanted. And I'm pressed up against the glass out in front. As soon as they bust in, I'm racing up as far as they'll let me sit, taking every note. And then they do the recognition program. Oh my God. And you ever notice there's different kinds of recognition? There's the stand up, sit down recognition. Stand up if you're at this level. Okay, sit down. Right? And then they have the fast walk recognition. Have you seen the fast walk? You have to prepare your friends to take the photo because it's like, hi, thank you for the pin, bye. It's quick. And then there was the big recognition. They got the flowers and the oversized checks and the trophies. And they got to go up to the podium and they got to thank their teams. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm writing my speech right now. This is so cool. So I went home fired up, and life got in the way between that event and the next one. And I came back, got inspired again, not quite pressed up against the glass, but still early. And then like 3-4 events in, it started to hurt a little. Because I started to know these people that were walking across the stage getting the flowers. And they weren't that impressive. You know what I mean? You hear these stories. It's like, oh. You see Charlie coming up to get his award, and you go, oh, here's Charlie. He's going to cry. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Told you. Called it. You know what I mean? I'm just like, what is the matter with me? These Forrest Gumps walking across the stage, they don't even know. They don't know the comp plan. They don't even know how they built their teams. I just have 28 million people on my team. I just don't know how it happened. Shut up. So annoying. You know what I mean? I'm just like, I'm working hard here. And it almost made me quit, that comparison to that group. But understand this, 3 years prior to this, when I started in network marketing, I was a minimum wage man. And I'm expecting to get this incredible results in a couple minutes. Those people had a different story than I had prior to getting involved with this. I had a lot of personal development to do, but it was really easy to blame other people for my problems instead of taking responsibility. So I started getting pretty negative. I was ready to say, you know what? Maybe this isn't for me. And I was ready to quit. Matter of fact, in that first 3.5 years, honestly, emotionally, I quit like 14 times. Never told anybody. But you know what I mean? It's just like, no, I'm done. I'm done. I'm done. I'm done. I just can't do this. And then the next day, well, what else am I going to do? Not qualified for anything else. Shit. So I go back to that thing and I start developing me. And the part of the reason why I got annoyed, and part of the reason sometimes you get annoyed, is network marketing is saying you have got to get better. It's not network marketing, it's not your products, it's not your compensation plan. Guess what? You have got to get better. And your paycheck right now is a 100% accurate reflection of the value you are bringing to the organization. It's the truth. Sometimes the truth hurts. That was painful to realize that that was all I was worth. For things to get better, I had to get better. I just had to. Network marketing was the grinding wheel. And I was the lumpy piece of metal. And I had learned how to lean into this network marketing profession and let it start working on me day by day, idea by idea, point by point. And it did. I'll never forget the day that I decided to become a network marketing professional, really, because I thought I did. You know what I mean? I was working hard. I was working harder than anybody I knew my first 3.5 years. I wasn't working smart, but I was working hard. And I went to an event kind of in a dark place because I was really upset and I was comparing myself with others and I was very discouraged and I was at the brink of tears practically the whole time. And I'll never forget sitting in the audience like you're sitting in this audience right now. And it was like I got hit by lightning. Literally, it was like an audible sound. And I went, hold it. What if, I was watching people walk across stage, what if instead of focusing on the fancy system or the incredible person that's going to change everything for me or my upline that should be doing more for me or the company needs to change their product offering or the compensation plan needs to be adjusted or they need to open up this new market. What if I just let go of all of that and I just focused on becoming a professional here, becoming an expert here, not just in theory, but in practice? What do the best people in the world do in order to be the best? And I got to tell you this, in my first 3.5 years, my dominating emotion, 24 hours a day, it felt like, was fear. Fear that I wasn't enough. Fear that I was with the wrong team. Fear that I lived in the wrong place. Fear that nobody would listen to me because I was too young. I didn't have an educational background. Fear that I wasn't a leader. I was just scared all the time. And once I made the decision, I said, you know what? I'm going to do that. I'm going to become an expert. In that instant, the fear left my body. And I just said, I got a plan. I know what I'm going to do. So I started immediately talking to the most successful people inside of my company and starting to build a playbook, idea by idea, like you're going to do this weekend, strategy by strategy, skill by skill. What do they do? What are the skills? And that's where I found these 7 skills, right? Finding prospects, What do? Inviting, presenting, following up, closing, getting people started, promoting events. Those are the seven fundamental skills that all those people did. What did they do? How did they do it? Because you know what else I found out? A lot of people did things slightly different than they trained. They trained stuff because it was trained to them and they were repeating what other people were doing. But when I really asked them, they did it a little bit different. They trained this little thing. So I started to be a student of what really works, not just what sounds good. Not just the stuff that rhymes. You know what I mean? If it is to be, it's up to me. All that stuff, you know what I mean? We got a lot of rhymey stuff in our business. But what really works? So I started to break all that stuff down. And the biggest thing in the world and the biggest thing that you need to do if you want to have this next year be the best year of your life, the biggest thing that happened for me is I made a decision, a real decision that was not impacted by my upline or my compensation plan or my product or my company. It wasn't impacted by my downline. It wasn't impacted by my education or my context, my experience, my leadership ability, none of that. I just said, I will. And it wasn't a matter of how fast, it was just that I was going to. I'm going to be at the top of my company. In that day, I decided that there was only two positions in my company or any company. The starting position and the absolute top there is. That's all there was. And in my mind, everything else was just stepping stones in order to be able to get there. But I decided in that moment, what's the top? And I'm going to get there. And you know the other thing that excited me? I realized no one could stop me. Once I made the decision, I'm just like, nope. Your opinion doesn't matter. Your lack of support upline doesn't matter. In that same month, I said goodbye to my upline emotionally. I went to my upline and said, thank you for the opportunity. I would encourage all of you to do the same thing. Go to your upline and say, thank you for introducing me to this business. Thank you for believing in me and introducing me to this profession and to this company and this product. I'll never forget it. But from this moment forward, I've got it. You don't need to worry about me. I'm never going to blame you. We're going to be friends. But you're never going to be an excuse for my lack of performance. I don't need a support system. I am the support system. You understand? That changed everything for me. Now, they were still my friends. And I wasn't going lone wolf and doing something that, you know, outside of the system. I was just saying, I appreciate you. I value the friendship. If you're around as a resource, fantastic, but you'll never be an excuse. Changed everything. Just switching my mindset a tiny little bit. The other thing I will tell you is once you make a decision, success is coming fast. Faster than you think. Once you really make a decision, if it's not coming, you really haven't made the decision. That's the truth. You say, oh, I made a decision, but nothing's changing. You haven't made a decision. I made a decision, but my income's not growing. You haven't made a decision. Sorry. I've been in your shoes. I thought I did too. But when I really did, everything changed. Prospects started listening to me different because they could tell my level of commitment was completely different. My team looked at me different because they could tell my resolve. I was going with or without them. Before, I was like, come on, guys, like I needed them. Now I'm going to do it with or without them. I wanted to do it with them, but I was doing it to help them, not because I needed to pay my bills. My bills were going to be taken care of, changed everything for me. So let me just share with you a couple quick things. People are searching for a better way all over the world. People are restless. People are searching. And right now, most people that you know are doing things they never planned to do. They got out of school, and in the meantime, until they found their dream, they just took a job. And that job turned into paying for obligations. It turned into taking care of different things. They started a family. They got a house. And pretty soon, that thing that was just in the meantime is their whole world. But they still have the dream inside. They just don't have a way to express it. And they don't know how to let go of that thing that they're doing as an obligation in order to be able to find the thing that they want to do in their dreams because it's too scary. But they're searching and they're restless and they're hungry. You see, people are opening up to entrepreneurship around the world, the gig economy. People are ready to hustle. They're ready to do something. If you give them a vehicle in order to be able to express their entrepreneurial spirit that's been in them for a long, long time, they'll take it. If you approach them professionally, they'll take it. The biggest shift in any of our lifetimes is the performance economy. We are shifting from being paid by the hour, paid by the day, paid by the week, paid by the year, to being paid for performance only. The whole world's being shifted that way. And if you're going to live in the performance economy anyway, wouldn't you prefer to live in a performance environment that we live in with no limits, no cap, no ceiling? The old model isn't working anymore, just so you know. It's a wasteland out there. People have virtually no savings. People have loads of debt. If you look at the real numbers of debt between student loans, credit cards, mortgages, cars, the average person's literally upside down. And the good news is those people's hopes and dreams don't have to die. You have an opportunity to be able to rescue people. You know what we do every single day? We rescue people from desperate lives. We give them a pathway in order to be able to express what they wanted to express for their entire lives instead of just paying the bills, instead of just plugging into the matrix. You can show them how to take advantage of the performance economy instead of the performance economy taking advantage of them. You can show them exactly how to do that. So entrepreneurship's on the rise. And listen, I think people ask me all the time, do you think entrepreneurs are born or are they made? And it's a split. A lot of people think that they're born. I believe that we are all born entrepreneurs, all of us, every single one, but we have it beaten out of us by life. We have it beaten out of us by structured authority telling us what to do and what not to do. But I think, what is entrepreneurship anyway? But creation, contribution, making the world a better place, coming up with innovation and ideas, doing something unique. Now, my friend Sam told me once that there are two kinds of people. There are coin-operated people. Put the coin in and then they operate. And then there are entrepreneurial people. Maybe that's true. But here's what I will tell you. The options for the average person to become an entrepreneur are pretty slim and they're pretty grim. It takes $55,000 on average in the United States for the average small business to start, $55,000. Half of them are gone in year one. So is their $55,000, right? Success rates are very, very low for the average person. You want to go build a franchise? That's even more expensive. You're buying a job. Congratulations, you're an entrepreneur, and you can stand behind the counter and say, you know, what kind of Subway sandwich would you like? Seriously, no joke. Challenges for entrepreneurs today. They got to find a product or service. They got to raise the money. They got to take on debt, leases, personal guarantees, ongoing expenses. They got to be everything to everyone, and they've got to add struggle to all of that, and hopefully down the road it turns into success. Now, what do we have as entrepreneurs in order to be able to offer it to the average person? Now, make no mistake, we're not perfect. Network marketing is challenging. Who would agree network marketing is challenging? It's challenging, but it's better. It's better. I mean, come on. You know, companies use network marketing because it's the most efficient way to be able to move their products and services to the end consumer. Entrepreneurs participate in network marketing because it's just better. Lower price of entry, right? all the benefits, all the support, all the product, all the expansion, all the everything in order to be able to grow a business. No limits. You can do it without employees. You can do it from your home. I mean, come on. We all know the benefits of this. But sometimes I think some of us have an inferiority complex about network marketing because we're judged. We're judged. There is a catch to network marketing. You want to know what the catch is? Uneducated people will think less of you. The catch to network marketing is you must endure the loss of social esteem from ignorant people. That's the truth. People are just uneducated as to what this is. But I do have to tell you this. If you can accept the fact that most people not most, but a lot of people will judge you. You're involved in network marketing? Ooh. It's that bad? Some people think network marketing is like the last grasp to success before you just file bankruptcy and fall into the ocean. You know what I mean? They totally judge it. You know, they're like, oh, network marketing. Oh, that's a scam. Oh, that's a this. Oh, it's a that, right? Anybody ever heard that? What I learned to do early on was embrace it. Yep. Yep, I'm involved in network marketing. Yep, not everybody's going to see it. Yep, not everybody's going to understand it. Yep, I have the vision to see something before somebody else. It's obvious to somebody else that they're going to see it. Yep. Yep. This isn't for everybody. And if you're worried about being judged, this ain't for you. But if you can get past the opinions of other people controlling your entire life, this could be a lifeline that you're looking for to create something spectacular and amazing. I got a posture about it. I got an attitude about it. And if you could turn around defending, let me educate you. And just turn it around and say, yep. Is this network marketing? Of course. I'm an intelligent person. Get bold. Shoulders back, chest out, chin up. Get strong. Now, why is it judged? It's judged because, do you think it's unfairly judged? Nope. You know why it's judged? Because we tell people it's easy. We tell people it's fast. We tell people everybody's gonna win. We tell people the product sells itself. We tell people the product or service solves every problem known to the humankind. It cures everything. We do. We're the most irresponsible group of entrepreneurs on earth. When it comes to overhyping what it is that we have. I mean, come on. And, you know, look, I've been like, oh, that's not fair. Regulators are saying this. Well, that's not fair. Yes, it is. It's really fair. Their job is to protect consumers from over-exaggeration. And we over-exaggerate every minute of every day. You go prospect somebody in the hall, not somebody from this conference, but somebody else in the hall, and what's going to come out of your mouth is everybody's winning, we're growing, this is easy, this is fast, product sells itself. We are the last profession in the world to the party. And the party is this, corporate responsibility. Opportunity responsibility, and product responsibility. And I want you to understand something here, and I say this out of love to all of you. is you think that you need to make it seem easier than it is in order to be able to sign somebody up. You think you need to exaggerate the product in order to be able to sign up a customer. You think you need to hide potential risk in order to be able to have success. And you don't. You don't. Guess what every single organization in the world has learned how to do? Transfer risk from themselves to the consumer. Individual results may vary. Consult your doctor. This is a professional driver on a closed course. Actor portrayal. Serious. Every company in the world has done this. Take a look at the television. Take a look at what every single responsible company in the world is doing, and then tell us what we do. Play that commercial for me, John. Check this out. This is a real commercial.
It follows you wherever you go. It's a cloud of depression. And although you've been on an antidepressant for at least 6 weeks, you're frustrated that your depressive symptoms are still with you. Seroquel XR, when added to an antidepressant, is approved for the treatment of major depressive disorder. For many, taking Seroquel XR with an antidepressant was proven more effective for treating unresolved symptoms of depression than an antidepressant alone. Call your doctor if you have unusual changes in mood, behavior, or thoughts of suicide. Antidepressants can increase these in children, teens, and young adults. Elderly dementia patients taking Seroquel XR have an increased risk of death. Call your doctor if you have fever, stiff muscles, and confusion, as these may be signs of a life-threatening reaction. Or if you have uncontrollable muscle movements, as these could become permanent. High blood sugar has been reported with Seroquel XR and medicines like it, and in extreme cases can lead to coma or death. Your doctor should check for cataracts. Other risks include decreases in white blood cells, which can be fatal, seizures, increased cholesterol, weight gain, dizziness on standing, drowsiness, impaired judgment, and trouble swallowing. Use caution before driving or operating machinery. For more help putting distance between you and your depression, ask your doctor about adding Seroquel XR today. Learn more at SeroquelXR.com. If you can't afford your medication, AstraZeneca may be able to help.
Now, how would you promote that depression drug? Our drug cures depression, period. And guess what? All the responsibility would lay on your shoulders. If anybody didn't get that experience, it would be on you. What did they just do in that commercial? They passed responsibility to the consumer, right? They say, we said everything. Everything possible that can happen. Here's what I want you to understand. The consumer doesn't care. You know any smokers? Take a look at a package of cigarettes in Europe. I mean, it's decaying bodies on the outside of the package. No joke. For real. You think that's an exception? John, play the other one.
Genuvia is different and works in two ways. It helps your body increase the insulin made in your pancreas and decrease sugar made in your liver to lower blood sugar. Plus, Genuvia is not likely to cause weight gain. Genuvia should not be used in patients with type 1 diabetes or diabetic ketoacidosis and has not been studied with insulin. Your doctor may perform blood tests periodically to check your kidneys. If you have kidney problems, a lower dose may be prescribed. Tell your doctor right away and stop taking Genuvia if you have an allergic reaction that causes swelling of the face, mouth or throat, or affects your breathing or causes rash or hives. Side effects may include upper respiratory infection, stuffy or runny nose, and sore throat and headache. Using Genuvia and a sulfonylurea together may cause low blood sugar. To reduce this risk, your doctor may prescribe a lower dose of the sulfonylurea. So talk to your doctor about a different way.
Same thing, every commercial in the world. So we can do better at setting expectations when it comes to our products, can't we? Because the consumer doesn't care. They're ready to go. Same thing's true with the opportunity. We can prepare people for the risk associated with entrepreneurship. And part of that risk is they're not following through. financial risk of joining your company is very low, but them not following through, that's on them. This is the McDonald's organization franchise disclosure agreement. You want to have a McDonald's? This is what you need to sign. It is 200 pages thick. 200 pages. And you know what is in these 200 pages? I agree I'm taking the risk. I agree that I'm responsible. I agree that I have obligations. I agree that my financial situation may decrease based upon this. I agree that there are things outside of my control. I agree, I agree, I agree, I agree. You've got to sign about 100 different places in this document in order to become a McDonald's franchise owner. Now, do we need this for a person to join your network marketing business? And let me just tell you, signing the check mark, I agree, in your policies and procedures on your online application is not doing this. Okay, oh yeah, we have this in our, oh yeah, we have this. Stop it. Could you tell, what's more credible? This is fast, this is easy, product sells itself, everybody's winning, let's go to the top, you know, get your money back immediately, and let's get into profit. Or, this is hard, it's challenging, it's judged, it's emotional, and we have a low price of entry, but all that guarantees you is that you can put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears into your building of your business in order to be able to make up for your lack of investment in a huge business. And in exchange for your performance, here's what you're going to get. You're going to get paid exactly to the penny based upon the value you're bringing to the organization in product sales. That's which was more credible, A or B? First one or second one? Second one. But we hide it. We hide our income disclosures, we hide the risks associated, and we gloss it over, and I will just tell you, the world is pissed. You just gotta stop, okay? Now, I don't mean to be a downer here, because all I see is blue sky. We get this clean, like every other company in the world is clean when it comes to their claims on their opportunity and claims on their products. We get this clean. Everybody looks at network marketing another time. Everybody takes another look. Franchises 40 years ago was a dirty word. You know why it was a dirty word? The franchisors were promising certain amounts of success. They were promising they were going to make certain amounts of money. They were guaranteeing things all over the place. Then they got their butt sued off, and then they developed this in order to be able to put the risk appropriately and the disclosures appropriately around the world. We need to do the same thing. So who's with me on getting responsible when it comes to presenting our business or our products? Good. So look, I'm going to talk to you about it this weekend, but I had a major revelation in the last 6 months. I've been involved in this business for over 30 years, but in the last 6 months, I had a major, major, major realization. And that realization, I'll tell you the realization first, but I'll tell you what my mindset has been up until now. Leaders are the engine that drives our network marketing business, leadership. That's the prize. That's the engine that drives it all. And that's still true. That's not the revelation. But you know what? Real leadership takes time to develop. On average, it takes 3 to 4 years for a person to really step into leadership. Take a look around with your million-dollar earners, and you'll see a pretty good pattern of 3 to 4 years of just figuring this out before they're ready to really step into it, okay? 3 to 4 years. So how do you get the time? How do you buy time so people will stay for 3 to 4 years in order to become a leader? The way that you buy time is with skills. I've been promoting skills for the last 10 years. The skills, if a person becomes skilled, then they've got the confidence to take more action. If they take more action, they're going to get more results. And if they get more results, they're going to hang around long enough to become a proper leader inside of network marketing, one of the really valuable, influential leaders within our business. So I've been pounding on skills. And I've been living with that paradigm for the last 10 years. And in the last 6 months, I've realized that there was one piece missing. How do you buy time for a person to develop the skills? How do you do that? That's systems. Systems. A system. A system of doing things, like McDonald's has a system for running a restaurant. What are the systems in your business that are, number one, skill-proof? People can do them without skill and still get success. And fear-proof. People can do them even if they're afraid. Skill-proof and fear-proof systems. That buys you time for a person to become skilled. And those skills buy you time for a person to become a leader. And I've worked with lots of different organizations and leaders on the area of systems individually, but you're going to hear a lot of ideas over the course of these 3 days on systems, customer acquisition systems, customer onboarding systems, recruiting systems, new distributor getting started systems, rank advancement systems, convention attendance systems, communication systems, recognition systems, skill development systems, leadership development systems. The more you learn, each and every one of you, that if I could wave a magic wand and you would do this, is to find the world-class systems that are out there, apply them into your business, and use them to buy time for a person to become skilled, and use that to buy time for a person to become a leader. Now, here's a couple other things, and then I'll wrap up. In the prospect's mind, a proper system, a prospect says, this looks simple. I think it will work. And I think I could do it. That's what a prospect needs to think when they look at your system. This looks simple. I think it'll work. I think I could do it. Now, some of you might think that you have a system right now. But let me tell you how you know you have a system. You know when everyone knows it, everyone does it, and it works. That's when you know you have a system. When everybody knows it, everybody does it, and it works. And I want you to think about, do you really have a system for these different areas inside of your organization, or is it just everybody's winging it? The more you can systemize your business, and you're going to get 100 ideas on how you can take other people's wisdom, success, stories, strategies, and apply it to your business, systemize your business, because the organizations that create skill-proof and fear-proof systems that people can use with success, those are the fastest growing organizations in the world. Those people develop highly skilled people because they buy time, people get results, and those skilled people become leaders. And ultimately, what I want for all of you is for each of you to develop this framework, whether or not your company does. Develop this framework, because it doesn't need to be in competition with anybody. Because once you do, everything changes. How many people are ready to be a leader? Say yes.
Yes.
Say yes.
Yes.
Say yes.
Yes.
Leadership is what this event's about. We're going to do it together. We're going to have an extraordinary time doing it. And I'm excited to welcome you to GoPro Recruiting Mastery. Be back in just a bit.